It is 4:17, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, I know that you just can't get enough of Olympic Wiki Corners.
You know I love the Olympics.
Yes.
Everything about them.
And so I did one on Friday about the Olympic flame.
Yes.
And wouldn't you know that the third Olympiad of the modern era and the first Olympic Games to be held here in the United States opened on this day in 1904.
That is...
in St. Louis.
St. Louis.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right, well, let's hear about it.
So the 1904 Olympic Games were initially awarded to Chicago, but they were later given to St. Louis to be staged in connection with the St. Louis World Exposition.
Where people up in Chicago, they must have been disappointed by this, because that's a big
Probably. That's a big
to-do.
Right.
You welcome the Olympics to the city.
The events were spread out over 6 months, there was like one contest that happened every day, but the bulk of them occurred between August 29th and September 3rd.
Holy cow.
Not a very long time, short couple days is when most of the events occurred.
Holy cow.
Now, due to European tensions caused by the Russo-Japanese War and difficulties in traveling to St. Louis, because it was 1904, travel was a bit more difficult back
getting
then.
Getting around, sure.
Very few top-class athletes from outside the United States and Canada took part in the 1904 Olympics.
That's great.
Yeah,
better
good for us.
Better for us, sure.
So athletes from 12 nations competed in St. Louis, with only 69 to 74 athletes from outside North America participating.
Okay.
I don't know why there's like a discrepancy.
69 to 74.
Somewhere between 69 and 74 athletes.
Five people that are just unaccounted for.
Yeah. The current three-medal format of gold, silver, and bronze for first, second, and third place was introduced at the 1904 Olympics. Cups or trophies were given to the winners at the previous games. Mm. The 1904 games in general had a confusing program of events, with some events combining the U.S. National Championship with the Olympic Championship.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What a mess it sounds like.
Yes. Boxing, dumbbells, catch wrestling, which later became freestyle wrestling, and the decathlon all made their debuts in 1904.
Okay.
Boxing has since featured at every Summer Olympics, except for the 1912 Stockholm Games. And the swimming events that year were held in a temporary pond where life-saving demonstrations of unsinkable lifeboats for ocean liners took place.
Could you imagine swimming in the Olympics taking place just in a pond somewhere?
Pond. Yeah. No.
They've come a long way.
Yes.
They build like entire cities now.
Oh,
for
yeah.
The Olympics.
It's massive. Yeah. Now, one of the most remarkable athletes that year was an American gymnast named George Iser, who won 6 medals even though his left leg was made of wood, having lost his leg after being run over by a train.
One leg that was his.
Yeah.
One that was fashioned from wood.
Yep.
And he won what now?
6 medals. And he won all 6 of those medals in one day.
Jeez.
Including 3 gold and 2 silver medals.
My goodness.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
There's another pretty impressive athlete named Frank Kugler, who won 4 medals in freestyle wrestling, weightlifting, and tug of war. That was an event back then, tug of war.
Tug of war.
And that makes him the only competitor to win a medal in 3 different sports at the same Olympic Games.
My goodness. What was his name?
Frank Kugler.
Frank Kugler.
Kugler.
Okay. And one of those was tug of war. It sounds like a fun game to fun. Sport to watch.
I don't know. I guess so. I don't know.
It's interesting because you hear about them with the Olympics now. They add sports to the Olympics, like different sports they never had before.
Yeah.
But they must have taken sports out at some point.
Right.
Do they still do that? Yeah.
Right.
Do they still do that now? Do they remove sports?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
All right.
But the marathon was by far the most bizarre event at those Olympic Games.
Okay.
It was run in brutally hot weather over dusty roads with horses and cars clearing the way and creating dust clouds while they're trying to run this
race. Oh my gosh.
The first to arrive at the finish line was an American named Frederick Lors. Lors had actually stopped running because of exhaustion after 9 miles. His manager gave him a lift in his car and they drove the next 11 miles before the car broke down. So then he continued on foot back to the Olympic Stadium where he broke the finishing line tape and was greeted as the winner.
Wow.
As officials and fans believed he had won the race, Lors played along, of course, until he was found out shortly before the medal ceremony, and he admitted the ruse, claiming that it had been a joke.
Just a joke, everybody. No need to
worry. Another American named Thomas Hicks was the first to finish legally after having received from his trainers several doses of strychnine, which is a common rat poison that also stimulates the nervous system in small doses, and that was mixed with egg whites and brandy.
And we, oh, wow. Yeah. So egg whites, brandy,
so rat
strychnine.
Poison, egg whites and brandy is what he was given.
Right.
While he was supported by his trainers while he crossed the finish line, he is still considered the winner.
Oh.
Yeah, he needed help. Hicks had to be carried off the track on a stretcher and possibly would have died in the stadium had he not been treated by several doctors there. A Cuban postman named Felix Carvajal joined the marathon, arriving at the last minute. He had to run in street clothes that a fellow runner cut around his legs to make them look like shorts. He stopped off in an orchard en route while running the marathon to snack on some apples, which turned out to be rotten and caused him to have to lie down and take a nap.
This is mid-Olympics.
Mid-marathon.
Mid-marathon at the Olympics.
Now, despite falling ill from the apples, he finished in fourth place.
Wow. So that either says a lot about him or a lot about the other people running.
Well, 32 athletes representing seven nations ultimately started the race, but only 14 managed to finish.
And he came in fourth.
And he came in fourth.
Rotten apples and all.
Yes. Now, not surprisingly, the United States did very well in the 1904
not to
Olympics.
Toot our own horn, but
winning 231 of the 280 total medals.
Wow. Good for us.
Good for us. Yeah. 20 years later, the first truly successful Olympic Games were held in Paris. And this summer, also in Paris, around 10,500 athletes from 206 nations will compete at the Olympics.
There you go. But no tug of war this year.
No tug of war.
Sorry, kids.
Hopefully a better marathon.
Yeah.
Also.
Hopefully people aren't laying down in the orchards taking naps.
Yeah.
You picked out a record to go along with the 1904 Summer Olympics, did you?
Yes. Well, because boxing debuted that year,
yeah.
I thought we'd play The Boxer by Simon and Garfunkel.
We'll do it, Sarah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. Simon and Garfunkel and the song The Boxer. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because boxing debuted in the 1904 Summer Olympics, which kicked off on this day in 1904 in St. Louis, Missouri.
All right, let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right, the 1904 Olympics were the first Olympic Games held in the United States.
The current three-medal format was introduced to the 1904 Olympics.
And the conditions for the marathon were so bad that only 14 of the 32 competitors actually finished the race.
How many people compete? I don't even know. How many people compete in different sports in the Olympics these days?
There's 10,500 athletes total.
So there's a lot.
I mean, I'm sure some sports have more, than others. But
I watch. So I mean, I do. As much as I make fun of the Olympics, I do watch it from time to time. I'll wander into the room. It will be on.
Yeah.
I will see. 20 people taking part in whatever's happening.
Well, there's
at
like
that
different
moment.
Rounds too.
I get lost. I'm a simple man, Sarah. Just make it all happen at once. Tell me how it finishes. Folks want to learn more about the Olympics from 1904, the Summer Olympics specifically. Where do they go? What do they do, Sarah?
Well, you can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Every day it's there. Go check it out. Sarah, thanks so much. Appreciate you coming in today.
You're welcome.
Fresh episode tomorrow at 4:10.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't miss it for the world. Thank you. Diana Ross on the way. We'll do some Pure Prairie League. And, of course, the legendary drive at 5, coming up at 5 o'clock with your song request, 222-4000 by phone, by text. On Legends 102.7.